You are listening to Modern Jazz Today.
We've got a lot of new music coming at you from around the globe. Up first is guitarist Mike Miller. He's appeared on hundreds of albums and has released several of his own recordings, as well as writing music for other artists' releases. He continues to work on numerous film and television projects and has garnered 2 Grammy nominations with Chick Corea and the Yellow Jackets. Mike brings all this experience to his incredible body of work, Trust. It features guest appearances by Jimmy Haslip, Jimmy Johnson, Jimmy Earle, Scott Kinsey, Brandon Fields, Gary Novak, Marilyn Scott, Jeff Batko, Chad Wackerman, and Ayrto Moreria. Now that's a lineup. Let's get this hour started.
Thank you.
You've got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Jazz Sabbath. The man behind this project, band leader Milton Kinyes, is actually Adam Wakeman. Adam is a longtime keyboard and guitar player for Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne. The main recording band consists of Adam, piano, Jerry Mann, bass, and Ash Sohn, drums. Jazz Sabbath Volume 2 features 11 additional great musicians. We are going to check into the track N.I.B. from Jazz Sabbath Volume 2. Jazz Sabbath. Thank you. next for your listening pleasure is 7-time Grammy Award-winning jazz artist Christian McBride. He's teamed up with Qbuzz, which is the high-res streaming and download service. They're releasing an EP featuring 3 songs. The EP is called The Q Sessions. McBride is joined by saxophonist Marcus Strickland, drummer Eric Harland, and guitarist Mike Stern. We're going to listen to the track Brouhaha.
When we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. One of the biggest threats to birds is the decline in biodiversity due to habitat loss. And the traditional manicured lawn isn't helping. Even birds who visit backyard feeders, like these black-capped chickadees, need a healthy mix of seeds, berries, and insects, often found on the native plants that we villainize as weeds when they grow in our lawns, says ecologist Douglas Tallamy.
We have more than 40 million acres of lawn in the U.S., which is the size of New England. And that's an ecological deadscape.
That means one of the easiest ways to protect birds at home is to grow native plants, says Tallamy, who co-founded an organization called Homegrown National Park to help people transform their lawns into havens for wildlife.
I love people to stop looking at their yard as an isolated ecosystem. It's part of a neighborhood. And somebody's got a sunny spot down the street, but no trees. Okay, that's where the pollinator gardens go. Somebody's got a giant oak and is overspreading 2 or 3 yards. That's great. That's going to provide a lot of resources for many of the houses in that yard. So look at your neighborhood as an entire local ecosystem and see what the total resources are.
Reducing your lawn to make room for native plants is a small step forward.
But imagine if everybody did this. This is why we call the Homegrown National Park movement a grassroots movement. It's a call to action.
To learn more about Homegrown National Park, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.